Women's Rights Group Protests China's Olympic Genocide Games. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 23, 2021. Women's Rights Without Frontiers, WRWF, has launched a protest of the 2022 Olympic Genocide Games scheduled to take place in China. The rights group chose June 23 for the launch of its Stop the Genocide Games protest to coincide with International Olympics Day, also known as Olympic and Paralympic Day in the USA, celebrated by countries, athletes, and others. We invite you to join with us on June 23 to protest online via Twitter, Facebook and other social media platforms the upcoming 2022 Winter Olympics planned for Beijing. We have provided a protest toolkit to enable and inspire our protest, the group said on its website. WRWF is also urging that pressure be brought to bear on the sponsors of the 2022 Beijing Olympic Games. Toyota is the sponsor for the day, and an official sponsor of the Olympics in China, it states. So, this is a good opportunity to put pressure on hashtag Toyota to do the right thing and pull their sponsorship from Beijing for covering up the origins of the coronavirus, committing genocide and other transnational crimes against humanity. In April, Brian Kennedy, chairman of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, wrote an open letter to the U.S. Olympic Committee, USOC, with a copy to the International Olympics Committee, IOC, protesting the choice of venue for 2022. The reminds the USOC and the IOC of their charter commitments and international obligations pertaining to the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment for Genocide. Comparing the choice of Beijing for the Olympic Games to the 1936 Olympics held in Berlin, Germany, the letter declared that today we are confronting another totalitarian regime actively engaging in, among crimes against humanity, another genocide. Olympic authorities are preparing to enable the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to receive and exploit a propaganda bonanza that will make what the Nazis enjoyed pale by comparison, it stated. The authors noted that the U.S. State Department has already declared that China is committing genocide against the Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in Xinjiang. At least 1 million of these victims are incarcerated in scores of concentration camps, some replete with crematoria, where they are being brainwashed, raped, forcibly aborted and sterilized, tortured, organ harvested and forced to perform slave labor, the letter said. Is that acceptable to the U.S. Olympic Committee? The authors asked. Would your organization want to be associated with, let alone be seen as condoning, such barbaric behavior? The letter concluded by calling for an urgent international effort to relocate the 2022 Winter Games to another venue, providing a Freedom Olympics alternative to the Genocide Olympics. Follow at Williams Rome.